Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Jason, I had a chance to talk to several different people this week, Julian Gressel being one of them, and, of course, we heard from Brad Guzan and everything. Do you get the sense now that this team is in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup that this is going to be now a pretty high priority to try to get a victory? I know it's going to be squeezed in between a couple of MLS matches on the 10th, but do you think that they will kind of look to tweak the roster and lineups now to really make a run at this thing?
Yeah, I don't think it becomes a lower priority, even with a USL championship opponent in St. Louis FC coming to town. You're three games away from a trophy. You're three games away from a prize check. You're three games away from guaranteeing your spot in the CONCACAF Champions League next year. And you get that quarterfinal against the lower division opponent at home, even in the crowded schedule, you should be able to take care of that.
I have a question. What have you been doing with yourself since you've been off these last couple of weeks? I know that Atlanta United has had games that we could not broadcast. So what have you been doing on a personal note, Jason Longshore, with this little bit of downtime that you had?
There's been so much soccer going on this summer, Hugh. I mean, you're talking about the Women's World Cup, and the U.S. is in the round of 16 there. You've got the Copa America. Joseph Martinez is away with Venezuela in that. We had the U-20 World Cup before all of this with Ezequiel Barco going on. There's in the Gold Cup now with the U.S. men's national team. They play tonight against Trinidad and Tobago. Soccer never stops. There's always something going on.
And speaking of that, you know, when you talk about being eligible for the CONCACAF next year and things of that nature, where would that put Atlanta United at internationally with the success that they've had this year to put themselves in the CONCACAF?
It's just going to continue growing the reputation of Atlanta United internationally. I mean, I think their run this time around, you know, I know there was a lot of disappointment with the way the first leg of that Monterrey series goes, but when you look at the competition as a whole, Monterrey goes on to win it. Atlanta United was the only team to get a 90-minute win against Monterrey in the tournament. That's a feather in your cap at the end of it. You have Ezequiel Barco go to the U-20 World Cup and is the player who was as talked about as anybody else in the tournament. And now, you know, one of your former players, Miguel Almiron, after his performances in the Copa America this summer with Paraguay, he's being linked to Real Madrid and some major clubs right now. Atlanta United is the club in the United States that's getting talked about internationally more than anyone else.
And sorry about that, Chuck, but that's one of the main reasons why that we're playing these gauntlets of a schedules, if I'm not mistaken, right? Because you want to be the team that's best seen and out there in the forefront for most people to look at all the time. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you want to be the big dog, you've got to go and try to win every trophy that you can. And the Open Cup is part of that. CONCACAF Champions League is part of that. MLS Cup, obviously, is a huge part of that. But if you want to be that team, you've got to go out and get the hype, but then you've got to go out and perform. And that's why you're adding players, and that's why you go get a Justin Merrim when you did before that transfer window closed, because you need the depth to be able to compete on all those fronts.
John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas on the WaitFor.com hotline on Sports Radio 910 The Game. Jason Longshore joining us, our color analyst for all things Atlanta United, as we get ready for action Wednesday against Toronto FC. Am I right in this? Toronto FC hasn't won since May 4th, I believe. It's somewhere around there. What has been the struggle? There's been some ties, some draws in the midst of it, but it's been a long time since they've actually outright won a match.
They've had some injuries, and they've also just had some disappointing performances. And right now, they're back in action in MLS tonight. They play in Dallas against FC Dallas. At this moment, because of the CONCACAF Gold Cup, they're missing Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore with the United States team, Jonathan Osorio, and Ashton Morgan with the Canadian national team. That's four starters that they won't have tonight. They won't have on Wednesday. And Atlanta's finally catching a team on Wednesday that's going to be on short rest. It's been Atlanta in that situation for most of the last month. Now they're going to catch a team that's tired and having to fly back home after a game.
Jason, how important was it the other night to just kind of get the band back together, get, you know, obviously PT and Barco and everybody kind of, you know, getting all back together and at least getting one match under their belt before they get back in MLS Cup?
It's huge. It's huge to do that, and it's also huge because you knew you were going to be missing Joseph Martinez, and there were a lot of questions as to who would play up top in his absence. Romario Williams had been kind of penciled into that spot, and he's been okay. But Brandon Vasquez has now emerged with that starting group around him. Vasquez is likely going to get the start on Wednesday based on his Open Cup form. And just getting that group comfortable together is big. I think when they were on, it looked really good against Columbus. There was some inconsistency and some dips in the performance. But overall, getting them together will help them on Wednesday.
You know, Pity Martinez was named to the All-Star team. And a lot of people, I know my partner John Fricky, thought that they got the wrong Martinez when they made that pick. Why do you think Pity Martinez was voted to the All-Star game over Joseph Martinez?
It's a fan vote. I was a little surprised that Pity got there and Joseph didn't. I thought, if anything, both of them would get voted in. I'm surprised that fans around the league didn't vote Joseph Martinez in after what he's done since he came to Atlanta United. Pity is the new star, and there's a lot of hype around him. I understand him being there in a fan vote. I'm surprised that Joseph isn't. That was the part that caught me by surprise.
So are you telling me that Argentina stuffed the ballot box, Jason? Is that what happened on there?
They could have. I mean, it's an online vote. Well, Anything can happen.
What I told Mike Bell the other day was that this proves that AOL still runs because that's about all that they would probably have down there. Jason Longshore on the waitfor.com hotline. Fired. Yeah, our color analyst for all things Atlanta United. Notice how quiet Jason got with all that.
I'm not saying anything about that.
You can't fool with that one. Exactly. You got to let that one ride, Jason. Let it ride, Jason.
You know, Jason, I'm going to go out on a limb because, you know, I've helped make and break his career, but I think we're about to see a real trajectory upward for Barco over these next several weeks. I think the success that he had before the U-20 and the success and, you know, look, he is getting a lot of hype now around the world, and it will be very interesting to see, you know, this time next year if he's still on Atlanta United or somebody's bought him out as well. So I'm going to go ahead and go bold a little bit and tell you that we're about to see a real upward move for Barco this kind of second half of the year.
Don't do another song, please.
No. I won't. I don't want to ruin any careers. I've already ruined enough careers around here. I mean, look at Hugh. I mean, he's stuck with me on a Saturday as it is.
Oh, no,
so.
This is great. I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time.
I think with Ezekiel Barco, the thing is he's confident now. And when you're a young player and you get that confidence, I look at a guy like Trae Young last season. Beginning of the season, you know, he kind of struggled to lead that team, and the shot was going away for him. But by the end of the year, that was the player you turned to in every game. Barco's become that this season for Atlanta United. And I think that combined with being in this system for a little bit of time and being in Atlanta and getting used to the facilities, the staff, all of it, I think he's gotten stronger physically too. He's not getting knocked around quite as much, a little faster, and just able to withstand the physicality of Major League Soccer a little bit better.
Well-rounded in all sports and on Twitter, at Longshoe. He is our soldier of love and back at it on Wednesday. Atlanta United at Toronto FC, pre-match at 7:30, 8 o'clock kickoff. Jason Longshoe, like Mike Connie, will have the call. Jason, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You're the man.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.